Blog Talk Radio.
I am tired of holding my breath. I wanna live, I wanna give, I wanna have sex, I wanna feel good. I am alive, don't wanna be dead. I wanna feel, I wanna smile, I wanna love, I wanna cry, I wanna be as happy as I should.
Good morning, good morning. This is a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I know it's not Saturday, it's Sunday, but I have a beautiful, talented, just raw, very open person that I wanted you to meet, and I had to have her back on. I said, well, we can't do Saturday, we got to do Sunday. If we can't do Sunday, we got to do Monday. If we can't do Monday, we got to do Tuesday. But we got to share her beautiful music with you. Let me just tell you a little bit about her. First of all, her name is Ayo. But she was born, her name is Joy. So you know I had to have her on because I'm Joy. And she plays several instruments. She plays the guitar, the piano, violin for a little bit. She's a mom, so I totally appreciate that. Her records have been double platinum in France, platinum in Germany and Poland, gold in Switzerland, Italy, and Greece, and also very popular in the United States. And she's with us this morning. Good morning, Ayo.
Hello, good morning.
I was with us all the way from France, so I appreciate you taking the time today to talk.
No, thank you. It's great. I'm happy that I can be that I can talk to you, that I found the time, you know, and I'm so sorry again for yesterday.
Things happen. Sometimes things happen. But so let's just start from the beginning. You were singing, but nobody knew about you until your dad found you. Tell us that story.
Yeah. In fact, I started playing music when I was really young, but it was always more of a secret dream of mine, you know. So I was really, really shy when I was a little girl, and I was always scared singing in front of people. I didn't really like singing in front of people, so one day I kind of had to sing in front of my dad because he thought that I was, he didn't really trust me anymore because I always came home pretty late for my age when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And so.
Good morning. Sorry about that. I'm not sure, people, what was going on with our sound, but we're back again. So singer Ayo is with us live from France, and she was just telling a story about how her father discovered her singing talent. So he made you sing in front of him because he thought something was going on?
Yeah. In fact, I had to sing in front of him because he thought that I was like, you know, that I had a boyfriend or something, you know. And he was always very, very scared of that because my sister, she got a baby quite early. He did not want me to do the same thing, you know. So, so I had to sing for him in order for him to believe me that I wasn't hanging around with boys, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I sang for him, he was, you know, he was really touched. And that was the first time, actually, that he said that he believed that I, because I never really wanted to go to university. And so he said to me, that was the first time where he said, I don't really have to, if I don't want to finish my school, I don't have to, because he really believes that my way is a different one, you know?
Yes. Well, everybody has a different skill. Some people are not set to sit at a desk and read the book. And some people are musicians and some are artists. Myself, I have a theater. I did theater for a long time. So you know, sitting behind the desk sometimes is not very the best thing for a human. Sometimes you have a different way, you know.
Exactly.
So the first time you went out to music, you turned a lot of people down. You're a bit of a heartbreaker.
they called me, actually my father called me the bridge burner. And it became like my nickname in my family. They would all, behind my back, they would talk about me like the bridge burner, you know. Mm. Like, I start things and then I leave, and what I leave behind is like an ash, you know.
Oh.
And, but because I never really believed, you know, my problem was whenever I started working with people, most of the times it was men that I've worked with, and they had the tendency to be more of a control freak, you know, like
okay.
they were very dominant and I don't know. And so
yeah.
it was most of the time I found myself in a situation where they wanted me to, they wanted to turn me into something that I didn't want to be, or, you know, at that time I didn't really know what it was that I wanted to do, but I knew exactly what I definitely did not want to do, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that is why I decided not to work with them in the long term.
Yeah. Well, I want to play one of your songs. This is from your first album, Joyful. Let me just play, because this is really, I think, a raw, very raw song. I think a lot of people will relate.
Do you really think she can give you more than me?
Because you're very beautiful and you're very talented, but as a woman, I can understand that is like you expressed with the internal. Maybe sometimes people don't say that, but when you break up or you have a loss, you feel like you want to be down on your knees and like anything, whatever you can do to get them back.
Exactly.
It could be you know, your lover. It could be your kid if they make a bad choice. It could be your brother. You know, but let's talk a little bit in terms of heartbreak here. I know, and we talked earlier about your mom.
Yes.
Some of the audience may not be aware. Talk to us a little bit about your mom.
My mother became a drug addict when I was 5 years old, and she became addicted to heroin. And with her addiction, my family split, you know, my family fell apart.
Yeah.
And I had to move back and forward between places. We always moved around because I've been taken into foster care, and then from foster care back to my father's place, from my father's place to foster family, from foster family back to foster care, and then eventually after that back to my father.
Yeah,
but,
as I was... Go ahead.
Yeah, it was always very...
Difficult for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was telling Io earlier that I am empathetic to her situation because I grew up a pretty fairly normal childhood, but then when I was a teenager, my father became addicted to drugs, so I can appreciate what she went through, and it's a very difficult thing that unless you go through it and seeing people take things out the house, seeing the person maybe that, you know, loved you and cared for you. You know, I have mixed feelings because the person cared for me, you know, fed me, clothed me, and things of that nature. But then, you know, the drugs, they just take over. And
exactly, they just take over, exactly.
So,
and it's almost like you cannot, it's not like you can, you know, it's not like I have ever hated my mother, but I have definitely hated the drug, you know.
Yeah,
or what the drugs made out of her, you know.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Same here. It's not like the person. It's just the drugs make them a completely different person. But this is what your music is healing. You know, your music is raw and really, I think, gets to the core of what some people are feeling. And that's why, you know, I enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Do you feel that it's healing for you as well?
You know, yeah, it's beautiful what you just said. It's the most beautiful compliment that I could receive, because to me it's like music is my, I always say it's the antibiotic to my soul, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's an antibiotic for my soul. It's like, it's the only thing that can make me a better person, and it's what gives me balance, you know. And I believe, I mean, music has the power, or had the power, and always has the power to heal my wounds.
Yeah.
And I believe if it has the power to do that for me, I believe that it can do that for others as well, you know.
Right. So how did you get over your stage fright? How did you get over being so shy?
You know, the funny thing is, the moment I stepped on the stage, if actually before I go on stage, I almost faint. I feel like I could throw up and stuff like that. You know, it's really horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't even tell because I can. I'm a very funny person, and I can like overplay those feelings, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like when I go on stage, the moment I go on stage, all the fear is gone.
Oh, okay.
And it's like it's just peace, you know. That's where
yeah.
I can find my peace, and I just feel, I feel okay. When the moment I am on stage, it's like I have to face myself, you know.
Mhm, mhm. Yeah, I understand. I can talk in front of 100,000 people, but sometimes talking in front of like maybe 3 or 4 or something.
3 or 4, exactly. Yeah,
it's like weird. And I told somebody one day, they didn't believe me. They're like, Joy, you what? I said, no, I don't want to go in. I'll come back later. And they're like, what's wrong? I said, I don't know. The little, like, a small group is very intimate.
Yeah.
And
small group is always harder. It's more intimate.
Yeah, yeah. See, okay. See, I'm not the only one, okay?
No, I totally agree. It's definitely harder.
Yeah. I'm going to play.
I don't know. It's
no, sorry. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
No, it wasn't really important. It was just...
Okay, I'm going to play one of your other songs talking about love, this real love. This is from your new album, Billie Eve, and her newest album is named after her daughter, and we'll talk about that in a second.
Baby, love, don't you cry. Mama is here, sing you a lullaby. And close your eyes. But when you wake up tomorrow, Mama will be right by your side. Yeah, this must be real love. This must be real love. This must be real love. Yeah, this must be real love. This must be real.
I'm just bobbing my head. You know, as a mom, I really think I learned about love as a mom. I don't think I knew about
yeah.
love, you know, boy, girl, man, woman. You know, that's not,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
that's a love of a child is so amazing. So it takes you higher than you think you could ever go.
Elsewhere,
you know,
exactly.
And it truly is unconditional. When you really love your child,
that is exactly it.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, talk to me. You have 2 children now. You have a son and a
yeah.
daughter.
Yeah, and the daughter. And I totally agree with what you just said because, to me, you know, I really found out about love through my children because, you know, I have to say that before I had children, people, they would always talk about real love being unconditional and all of that, you know, and it's so easy to talk about unconditional love yeah, in a relationship and all this. You can talk about it, but at the end of the day, I did not believe in it because it's really like, I still don't believe in it. I don't believe between a man and a woman there can be something called unconditional love.
Mm.
It can be there, but that means that you don't have to necessarily be together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I think the real unconditional love in a relationship is probably like, you got to love somebody from a distance if you want to love them unconditionally, you know? That's what I believe. But with my children, it's really unconditional because it's the only unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what they do, you will always love them.
Yeah. Well,
and,
because
the way they love you as well, just you are their mama. And so just therefore, I mean, they love you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. It's
undescribable until you go through it because, you know, now my daughter, she's a teenager, and some days she loves me and some days she hates me, you know? Some days I'm the good mom and some days I'm the bad mom. But
yes.
For all, the foundation is there. She knows in her heart, I feed her, I clothe her, I try to support her, try to listen to her to the
yes.
best of my ability, you know, because I'm not perfect. And I think that's the unconditional. They see the consistency. You know,
exactly the consistency, and that's the most, you know, that's the most important thing in a kid's life, in a child's life, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
To have like a constant, that's so important.
That is definitely important. So now somebody made a film about you. Tell me about this. Somebody made a movie about you and your life. How did you get connected to Rafael Duroy? Is that his name?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Duroy, yeah. In fact, you know, he followed me around for, I think it was, it's been 2 years or something that he has followed me around and everything. And, you know, he went with me to the different places where I grew up and, you know, the foster care and things like that. And he met my my father and my mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's followed me around in New York when I used to live in Brooklyn. And he followed me around in Paris. He came to Germany. And so, you know, it was more like because he has been a friend of mine.
Yes.
And he happens to be a
filmmaker,
a director,
yeah,
and a filmmaker. So it was kind of natural for him to do that, you know, because he really liked my story, and so he wanted to do it, and I didn't say no, so he did it. But the funny thing is, he did it, but we never really used it yet, you know. It's like,
yeah.
Because at one point I felt like it's it takes more than 2 years, you know, to
mm-hmm. to get
to follow me around. Yeah, I don't know. It's very complicated, you know.
Yeah.
My whole story is very complicated, and it's there's so much to tell. There's so many details, and it's a very tricky and difficult story to tell, you know. And I always say if my life before I would always say, if my life was a movie, it would be a Quentin Tarantino one or probably a Spike Lee one because it's very complicated.
Quentin Tarantino is definitely complicated. Let's talk about your second album. You have you're going to have three albums, but the second album is Gravity at Last. And I really think that's a very rich album coming from Joyful. The first album, To Gravity at Last. I mean, you have some country on there. You got Thank You, kind of a gospel feel. Of course, Peace
yeah.
and Joy, which I love that because it has my name, our name.
yeah, and you know, it's a word game to me, you know?
Yeah.
So for you, it would be the same, Peace of Joy.
exactly. And so everyone, if you're listening just now, I'm talking live from France with singer Ayo. Double platinum singer over in Europe, very popular here in the United States, and I want you all to support her. She has three albums going to be right now. Her third album is called Billie Eve. It'll be coming out. When exactly? What's the release date for Billie Eve?
March 7th.
March 7th. Okay, so keep your eyes peeled for that. And I'll be giving away some CDs, so keep your eyes peeled for how to win a CD of Ayo's. So now, who would you like to play with? I know you like Stevie Wonder. What do you like about Stevie Wonder's music?
You know, when I say, with me, it's always like when people ask me who would you like to play with, it's not only about the music to me. It's not only about their talent, you know. It's really about the whole package. Like, I believe a real great musician is a great human being, you know. I think that's how I look at it. That's why I feel like Michael Jackson was so great, because I believe he was a beautiful human being, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that is why he put so much emotion into his music. And to me, I feel the same way about Stevie Wonder, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's just a great person. And
yeah.
On top of it,
he's
so talented.
The creativity puts you in a different realm. But I will say, I will disagree slightly. Just because someone is a great musician doesn't mean they're a kind person. We unfortunately had some crazy people out in the world, but very talented nonetheless, and definitely helped others with their creativity.
You know what I believe? It's like, to me, a great musician is not somebody that is technically like the greatest or,
uh-huh.
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, I could give you examples, but I don't think I should when I give like names. But
yeah, no,
to
I
me, it's like, It's more about, you know, a great musician is somebody that is like not only on stage, like doesn't only shine on stage. You know what I mean?
I understand.
It's somebody that has more to share and
yeah.
that is very open and actually humble, you know,
mm-hmm.
because a great musician is not a star. That's what I'm trying to say, you know?
Yeah. There is a difference. You have to be humble. And, you know, since we're on that note, I want to play How Many People. That's another song from your new album, Billy. And I think it's apropos for what we're getting into right now. So I'm going to play How Many People from Billy Eve.
How many times did you talk behind somebody's back? Out of envy you lied and said what you said. You truly have regret, and did you ever try to make it unsaid? How many times did you waste your blessings, just like the money for material possessions?
How many times? I mean, yeah, that is so, that phrase right there, I think a lot of times people want to point fingers at others and, you know, and feel like they're better. But how many times did you do this or you do that? Or how many times did you try to hide or sneak or try to, you know, get around? Or people, they have to be reflective. You know, nobody's perfect. Everybody is good and bad. So you can't point your fingers, you know? You can't point your fingers.
And that's exactly it. That's exactly what I'm trying to say, you know, because it's like you said. I mean, I believe everything is everything, which makes us good and bad, you know. There's no good without the bad, and there's no bad without the good. You know, I believe that applies to everything, because even, you know, you cannot be fully happy if you have never been sad, you know.
Yeah. This is true. It's true. You can only go up. You can only go up from there.
Exactly.
And but I think that that song really, because you have to, like you were talking earlier about being a star, being humble, you know, because anything can vanish in a second. You can die.
Anything. Exactly.
You can't see any, like just in split seconds. So appreciate the moment. Be humble. Have what my daughter, I always tell her, have a little compassion.
Yourself
and for others, you know? Yeah.
Exactly. That's so true.
Yeah. So you like Nina Simone, I hear, too.
Yeah, I love Nina Simone.
Yeah, I think you should sing for women. You, maybe Neka, there's another singer from South Africa, Kessie. Maybe you can get a collaboration and sing a four women song by Nina Simone.
Four women, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Nina Simone was a great songwriter, you know. Woman, great songwriter, and a very interesting woman. Very strong woman.
Classically trained.
Yeah, exactly. I know, yeah. Classically trained, and she had a different dream, you know. In fact, she always wanted to be an opera singer, you know. She always wanted to play classical music.
Mm-hmm.
But she never got a chance to do it. Because of the color of her skin.
Yeah, she faced a lot of struggles in her life, and I think as a performer, any performer can relate to the pool and what you want, as you mentioned earlier, and what the audience wants, what the producers want. There's always the struggle of trying to show the true you. I think that's important, though, to stay like you have stayed on your path, because what you show us is unique, and what you show us can touch someone's life over in the middle of the corner somewhere, and then bring light to them. You know, you can bring light to them. You know, and joy. No pun intended.
No,
you can bring joy to them. You know. So, who else would you like to sing with, if you had a chance?
Unfortunately, they're not here anymore.
Oh.
I think I would have loved to play with Donny Hathaway, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Marley.
Wonderful talent. And the guitar. You know, this is one thing about your music. You have the reggae thread in there, but then you get into the rock. Tell me, who was playing on, remember the guitarist playing on How Many People?
On How Many People? That's Craig Ross. That's Lenny Kravitz's guitarist.
Yeah, great sound on there. And then do you write all your songs, or does someone help you? How do you?
No, I write all my songs. I write and I play. I play the guitar myself on all the songs. But other than that, I have, on this record, I had Craig Ross, who who really brought this vintage rock feel sound, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but I do write all my songs either on the guitar or on the piano.
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to play another song. We have a few minutes left. This is I Can't from singer Io's newest album, Billy Eve.
Love so nice, but does it hurt so bad? Lovers are happy, how come I'm sad? Lovers love to give, they don't expect to get. Well, I expect a lot. I want all the things I couldn't have. I want to be the only woman you will ever love. I want to be that one. I want you to miss me when I'm gone. Can't get down.
Yeah, that's about it right there. Yes, no, maybe, so.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's complexity. That's just life. It's just so complex. You know, you want to go forward. You want to, but you don't want to settle. It's just that's it. That's it right there.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's exactly it.
That's it right there. Yeah. So
tell us
what your name means. Your real name is Joy Olasunmibo Ogunmake.
Ogunmake, yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, Joy is actually what I mean. Ayo means joy.
Yes.
In Yoruba, and one of many languages they speak in Nigeria, and I mean Olasunmibo, it's Yoruba as well, and. This is this means anybody. Let's say I go to Nigeria and they hear my name is Olasunmibo, they know that I was not born in Nigeria. They know that I'm Yoruba, but I was born outside of the country.
Okay.
So that's what basically it's like the name means you're going to return with prosperity kind of, but not prosperity in a material way, you know.
Okay.
Like you bring something back to your people kind of. And Ogunmakin is my family name, and Ogun is the god of war and the god of iron.
Mm-hmm.
And Ogunmakin is like the god of war or iron meets the fearless kind of, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely a warrior. You've definitely been a warrior. I see in your life so many fights and struggles that you've had, and I hope that you will continue to be a warrior because, hey, that's what's going to help you survive, you know? You have a wonderful support from your father. It seems you're very close to him. Talk to me about that. Talk to me about your father.
My father, he has been the one constant in my life, you know? Like, he was... he was always there, and even at times where I had to leave my home, where they took me away from my dad and my mom, my father was always the one to fight for his family, you know, to try to hold everybody together. He was there for my mom in times where she really needed help, you know. And because, I mean, my father was really like, he did some things that I believe a lot of other men, they would have never done that. And certainly, men with his background, you know.
Yeah.
Because my dad was very tolerant, you know, I must say, for Nigerian men.
Let's not get into, I can tell you some stories about some Nigerian men, okay? That's another interview. We'll go there some other day. We'll have a whole, you know. Nigerian men. That's a whole conversation.
Exactly. Exactly.
We don't want to start any wahala in the conversation. Okay. All right. But I'm very happy for you. I'm happy for your success. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with singer Io live from France. She has three albums. Joyful is her first album, went double platinum in France. Her second album, Gravity at Last, reached number one on the French album charts. And now this is her third album, Billy Eve, and the first single off the album is I'm Gonna Dance. And just briefly, right before we leave, I want to mention about UNICEF. And talk to us. You were named a patron by UNICEF.
Yes. I mean, I'm very, very happy. I'm an ambassador for UNICEF and for, certainly for women and children, mm-hmm. Mothers and children. And I'm very happy to be able to do that because since I'm a mother myself and a woman, you know, I don't know. I love being active, and I believe I believe it's very important as a woman to try to do something for other women, you know, that mm-hmm. maybe don't have the same
resources and options.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely. We are very fortunate.
We are very, very fortunate. And sometimes you have the tendency to forget about that, you know, and because, I don't know, you know, I just think it's so important to be grateful and just know what you have, you know. Even we don't need nothing. I mean, just the fact that we have a roof over our head and that we have...
water. We have running water.
Water.
You can
exactly.
go to the bathroom. You don't have to walk 2 miles, you know,
exactly.
3 miles.
Exactly. We can send
water.
Our kids to school, you know.
Yeah.
So... just that, you know, it's a pleasure for me to be able to working with UNICEF and to be able to travel and, you know, do something that I believe is actually meaningful, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you got to come back to the U.S. We want you to come back to the U.S. to perform. Please keep me informed of what you're doing. And
I definitely will.
So much success in your album released March 7th, Billie Eve, coming out. By singer Io. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much, Joy. Thank you.
Okay, you have a beautiful Saturday. Oshé.
And you too.
Sunday. It's Sunday. I'm used to doing it on Saturday. Today is Sunday.
Sunday. It's Sunday. Exactly. Oh,
okay.
Have a beautiful
right.
Sunday.
Okay.
Odabo. Odabo.
I am tired of holding my breath. I want to live. I want to give. I want to help them. I want to feel good.
Thank you so much for listening to this special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I know it's not Saturday, it's Sunday, but I just thought the singer was so beautiful, so talented, so raw, that I think a lot of you could appreciate her music. It was singer Io. She has her third album coming out March 7th, 2011, called Billie Eve, named after her daughter. She also has two other albums, Joyful, which is her first one, her second one, Gravity at Last. You definitely want to pick up a copy, download on iTunes, or buy off of Amazon. Please pick up a copy. And stay tuned on the fan page. I'll be giving away a copy of her newest album once it comes out. Again, that was singer Io, live from France. But this is Joy Keys. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. You can also email me. Just send me a message, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, your suggestions, your comments, your concerns. Please reach out. And this week, a beautiful filmmaker and wonderful actress, filmmaker Ava DuVernay and actress Nicole White talking about the new film, I Will Follow. Please stay tuned. That's a special time next Saturday, February 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern. I hope that you can join the call. The call-in number, 646-929-0368. And don't forget to dance a little bit.
I am tired.